2015 was the year that Apple released its first watch, and the New York Times investigated Amazon. Expedia announced it would leave Bellevue for the Seattle waterfront, and a local CEO decided to give everybody $70,000 a year. It was a big year for tech stories. Todd Bishop, co-founder of GeekWire, talked to David Hyde about the top three tech stories in Seattle this year. Bishop said that it's hard not to call Microsoft the biggest tech story in the Northwest.
Microsoft this year, if it were boxing, if this were a boxing match, they got up off the mat and they started swinging again. It's still not clear if they're going to have the victory in the end, but they are fighting again. And this was the big move from Satya Nadella.
It's hard for you not to say, but why are you saying it?
Microsoft proved first to Wall Street that it has a potential, a future in the cloud. If you look at Azure, Microsoft's cloud computing platform, and Office 365, those are essentially its two flagship cloud computing products, they did very well over the past year. They at least showed the financial promise to start to replace Microsoft's traditional software business.
And the cloud is everything, except for some people don't know why it's everything. What's the cloud and what's Microsoft's relationship to it and why is it everything?
For many years, Microsoft made its money off of traditional desktop operating systems and applications, Office on your computer, on your desk. That has shifted to remote data centers. And the key for Microsoft's business is that the shift also changes the way it makes money. It's now making money from subscriptions rather than one-time licensing fees. And Microsoft this year showed to investors that it actually has the credibility to make that shift. There's the promise, at least, that Microsoft can be relevant decades ahead because it's making this shift.
So how is Microsoft's entry into the cloud different from Amazon's? Because Amazon is also really dominant in the cloud.
They are. Amazon does very well in the fundamental underlying infrastructure of the cloud. Amazon Web Services powers a lot of the other applications that companies use. For example, Netflix runs on Amazon Web Services. They've really taken that whole business and redefined it, Amazon has, whereas Microsoft has been making its mark in more of the services on top of the cloud, things like Office 365.
All right, so Microsoft's rebound is your number one tech story of 2015, Todd Bishop.
Because it's such a surprise, that is the main reason.
What's number two? What's your runner-up?
Amazon is also in this fight as well. So Amazon has completely changed the way that it interacts with many of its customers over the past year. It's developed this delivery infrastructure. It hasn't come out with the drones yet. We're still waiting on those. But in the meantime, Amazon has rolled out Prime Now, which is its 1 and 2 hour delivery service for Prime members, free 2 hour delivery service. They've launched a test of their own package delivery in San Francisco, and they're going to be rolling that out further. They've even done an Uber for delivery. It's called Flex, and the whole idea is that they're crowdsourcing a fleet of drivers, just random everyday citizens who sign up and can deliver packages for Amazon. And the kicker is there are reports that Amazon is going to be leasing a fleet of Boeing 767s to essentially replicate and potentially replace UPS and FedEx and essentially fly packages around the world. So the number two story of the year for us right now is Amazon just really building out this immense delivery infrastructure.
And I get the point you're making about just how dominant they are, even more dominant than we thought that they could become. But is there some point at which people say to themselves, you know, I could wait a few days. I don't need it within 30 minutes or 2 hours.
Absolutely. You can certainly get Prime two-day delivery. We saw during the Christmas holiday this past week that a lot of people, though, wanted those packages in 1 or 2 hours to get their last-minute gifts. And Amazon has really reached the point where what it's trying to do is just make as much efficiency happen as it can. And so it's taking control of this distribution network and saying, hey, we, Amazon, know how to do this better than a lot of the old-fashioned companies out there that have been doing it for decades. And really, that's where Jeff Bezos and everybody there are trying to reinvent industry after industry. And this is just the latest example.
All right. Microsoft's rebound, Amazon delivery. Todd Bishop, what is your number three wild card tech story of 2015?
There is a local CEO. He runs a company called Gravity Payments. His name is Dan Price, and he made headlines around the world this past year for his move to boost his employees' pay to a minimum of $70,000 a year and then simultaneously reduce his pay to the same amount from previously more than $1 million a year. It sparked a national and international conversation. It really contributed to the debate over pay equality. And then the worm turned on him. There were many reports toward the end of the year questioning his motivations. It turned out that he had actually been served with a lawsuit by his brother prior to making this announcement. That lawsuit questioned his salary, Dan Price's salary. And at the same time, there were allegations made against him by his ex-wife in a TEDx talk about potential scenarios of abuse in their prior relationship. And we actually uncovered some questions about his statements about whether he was mortgaging his homes to pay for these salary requirements. And so it's a great example of the spotlight being on this person and him really making a mark nationally, but then also that spotlight being somewhat harsh.
And yet, if you work for Gravity Payments, you're making $70,000 a year.
You will be. They're rolling it out in phases, but yes, that is the ultimate target.
Todd Bishop, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Todd Bishop of GeekWire talking to KOAW's David Hyde. Of course, KOAW covered all three of those stories this year: Microsoft Rebound, Amazon Deliveries, and rising salaries and Gravity. If you want to hear that coverage, including an interview with Gravity CEO Dan Price, just come see us at our website, KUOW.org.
KUOW is made possible in part with support from listeners like you. Consider making a quick one-time donation of $10 via your mobile phone. It's easy. Just text the letters KUOW to the number 27722. And thanks.